desire and interest in your prayers this morning. I remember many years ago when our children were young, we had a neighborhood boy, their family became very close to our family, and we were getting ready to eat food, and I believe he returned thanks. He was a little guy, and when he got done and he said, "Amen," he looked up and he had a big smile on his face and he opened up his arms and he said, "Let's feast." And there really wasn't a feast there at all. I don't know what it was. Something simple. But I never forgot his point of view and his expectation and his attitude with what followed his prayer of thanks to the Lord. That whatever it was before him, he was ready to feast. And this morning, I believe that the Lord invites us, each one, to come and dine and feast on the words of life that He has given to us for our good. I'd like this morning to notice an account in the 21st chapter of John. It said, and I might paraphrase just a little bit, it said that they were together, Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, two others of his disciples. And Peter told them, he said, "I'm going fishing." And so they immediately went fishing, and they immediately caught nothing all night long. And when morning came, Jesus was standing over there on the shore while they were still out in the water, having labored and caught nothing. And they didn't know that it was Jesus standing on the shore. Verse 4. And Jesus said unto them, must have called out to them, "Children, have ye any meat?" And they answered him, "No." And he told them, he said, "Well, cast your nets on the other side of the boat, and you'll find." And they did it. These were fishermen by trade. Probably had a lot of questions about what difference it made to cast on the other side of the boat. But they did it. And when they did it, they drew in a multitude of fish. And after that happened, the scripture says that the one that Jesus loved told Peter, "That's the Lord." And Peter jumped out of the boat and he cast himself into the water and made for Jesus. And the other disciples were in this little ship, said they weren't too far from land, and they came dragging the net full of fish. And when they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus told them, "Bring of the fish which ye've caught." And Simon Peter went up, and he drew the net to land full of great fishes. Said there was 153 fish. And there were so many of them, and yet the net was not broken. And Jesus said unto them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing now that it was the Lord. And Jesus then cometh and taketh bread. And he gave to them. And fish likewise. Jesus started off asking them the question, "Children, do you have any meat?" And I'm sure that Jesus already knew the answer to that question. He knew they hadn't caught anything. But perhaps he wanted them to acknowledge for themselves. Maybe he wanted them to acknowledge out loud that no, they were empty. They didn't have anything. Does this strike a familiar note with you in your life, perhaps, in some area of your life, where you, absent Jesus, absent Christ, Christ wasn't with them when they were out laboring? Perhaps sometime when the Lord wasn't included in our lives and we've labored, we found ourselves empty. How did it work out? Perhaps today there's an area of our lives that we find ourselves yet in. And the Lord asks us the question, do you have any meat? Do you have anything on hand? And many times, if we're honest with ourselves, our answer is, no, we're on empty. We don't have anything. Well, it hadn't worked out so well for the disciples that night. And Jesus gave them instruction to cast on the other side of the boat, and when they followed His instruction, they caught a multitude of fish. I find in life that when we follow the instruction of the Lord, when it seems there is no way and it doesn't make sense to us to follow the way that the Lord asks us to take, the Lord has a way of bringing us the meat that we need in life. When they got to land, here was Jesus. And it struck me this past week that there were coals burning. You ever thought about that? Coals. It almost looked like maybe he'd been there a while. Fire burning away. While the disciples were out discovering that what they were endeavoring to do in their own strength was not bringing them the peace, the satisfaction. They weren't able to draw in what they set out to do. And all the while, Jesus is over on the shoreline and He's got a fire that's burning, waiting, perhaps hoping, desiring that they'll discover that they're coming up empty on their own. And I think that often the Lord stands waiting, hoping that we too will see our need and come to the shore where He is to partake what He has prepared for us. As the fire burns down and as it begins to turn into coals and we get to the place where we're tired, we recognize that we're not able to pull in what we're looking for, that the Lord speaks to us and says, well, did you find what you were looking for? Sometimes I wonder what areas of life that may apply to us. And I want you to know this morning that the Lord is standing by, waiting and desiring that we will cast ourselves into the water to draw nigh where He is while the fire yet burns and before the coals burn out. When the disciples showed up to shore, not only was there coals burning, but there was fish there too. Jesus hadn't been out. I don't know. I don't think Jesus had been out fishing all night long. That's just my opinion. But He had fish. Jesus had fish there not more than what they needed, not more than what was needed, but sufficient to supply the need of the moment and the hour. And again, just give me a little bit of liberty. I've been thinking about this. I'd like to have tasted that fish. Because I just wonder if the Lord sat down and He recognized they had a need, and all of a sudden the fish from heaven was made available. I wonder what it tasted like. Did you know that we can find out? Did you know that the Lord has special provision, special meat for you to meet the need of your hour, to meet the season that you're in? And it's especially provided for you to come and to dine on. He offered them then an invitation that He offers to every one of us. And it was, come, dine. Come away from whatever you've been doing. Those places where you haven't been able to find fulfillment. Places where you've experienced frustration. You don't know what to do next. You're hungry. You're tired. The way ahead seems dim. Jesus offers us to come and to dine. Maybe today there are areas in our lives that we believed that we knew how to pursue and what it was that was going to bring us satisfaction in life. I've been in those places. And about the time I think I've given them all up to the Lord, I find that there's other places in my life that I'm trying to do on my own. I'm out fishing in my own strength. I'm out trying to find a catch to satisfy, and I haven't included Jesus. I find myself in those places. And I believe the Lord wants us to recognize those places in our lives and come and taste of what He has prepared for us. The disciples ate. They sat down and ate, and perhaps there was some time of reflection for them as they sat around the fire and thought about all that had transpired with Jesus. You see, this was after Jesus was crucified. This was after Jesus rose from the tomb and the resurrection took place. This was the third time that some of them had seen Jesus. And He found them doing the very thing He called them from in the first place. Fishing. And I don't know how long it was before Jesus asked Peter the question that then followed. But I wonder if they sat there and they had a net full of fish on one side. They had a fish from heaven in front of them that they were dining on. Jesus was there. Perhaps they began to reflect on the times that they saw the blind receive their sight, the lame raised to walk again, the times that they saw those in need go away beyond happy. Perhaps they reflected on the cross and the blood that they saw shed and then remembered that they left Him alone. Perhaps remembered when they denied Him outright. And then what they felt when they heard that he was not in the tomb but alive. And then here Jesus found them fishing. I don't know. But I invite you this morning to reflect on your own lives. Do you remember times when the Lord passed by your way and blessed you in a special way? You remember times in service when the Spirit of the Lord came down, touched you in a way that was difficult to describe? Times that you really were fervently on fire for God? And then times your faith was tested and you were unsure. Is Jesus real? Am I where I'm supposed to be? Is this worth it? And you had to battle your own emotions. I have a lot of thoughts about that. Personally, sometimes maybe we stray a little far away from the Lord, find ourselves out in the water, away from the shoreline where Jesus is, trying to do things on our own. No doubt the disciples had emotions that were conflicted that morning. The strength was running low. Their way ahead, no doubt, was uncertain. And Jesus showed them what good looks like when it came to fishing. Y'all want to fish? Y'all went out there to catch fish. I'll show you what good looks like. I'll show you the ultimate catch. And he did. And the fish were right there for them to see. If you want to fish, this right here is what fishing looks like. And they got to think about that for a while. And then Jesus asked Peter, and by extension, he asked all of us. When they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? These fish over here that you all were out to catch, do you love me more than you love this? Peter said, Lord, yes, you know I love you. I love you more than this. Sometimes I think the Lord walks by our way too. And he says, do you love me more than this thing that you're putting so much priority on? Do you trust me more than you trust yourself in this uncertain thing? Because we face a lot of uncertainty in life. We face things that are bigger than we are, and it's hard to sit by and wait. We are apt to jump in and go fishing and hope to find the solution, to fill the void that's out there. And the Lord comes by and he says, do you trust me enough? Do you love me more than you love your own way? Do you love me enough to follow me when it looks like you're being left behind and the people that are out pursuing their own way, it seems like they're able to satisfy themselves with all that's out there, and you're over here trusting in something that has yet to be completely fulfilled, perhaps. Do you love me more? Or are you intent to go your own way? The Lord didn't say there was any sin with fish. He didn't say that that was wrong. In fact, he provided fish for them to eat. But I believe that he wanted them to come face to face with what they loved more. Where will you eventually turn to? And in the 16th verse it said, "And he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" The second time. And Peter said, maybe if he was like me, scratch his head and thought, I thought he just asked me that question, and I thought I told him yes. Maybe he didn't hear me well enough, or maybe there's something more here. Yes, Lord, I do. I love you. And he asked him then a third time, Peter, do you love me? Three times. How many times did Peter deny the Lord? Three times. And I don't know, but I wonder if perhaps that wasn't lost on Peter, at least eventually. He denied the Lord three times, and the Lord asked him three times, "Do you love me?" And this morning I wonder how many times we, in effect, have denied the Lord. Turning away from what we knew was right. Maybe we didn't come out and say, "I don't know Jesus Christ, never heard of Him, never seen Him." But I wonder if there's times in our lives where we too knew what we believe the Lord wanted of us, and yet we chose to stray and to sail our boat a little different way. And then in God's mercy, He came back. And He offered us something to eat in His mercy and said, "Come and dine." And then maybe asked us, "What do you love more? Do you love this? Or are you willing to stick it out with me and trust me?" It's not always an easy answer. Not when we have to answer it out loud. Because a lot of times what we do is we don't answer it. We avoid it. We just go fishing. They didn't talk about it, it didn't sound like. Peter said, "I'm going fishing." And it said they immediately went. They didn't talk about it very long. And I've been guilty of that, y'all. I see something that I'm drawn to. And maybe somewhere, somehow, the Lord was leading me in another direction, but then this looked attractive. That's the way we go. It happens. And the Lord in His mercy comes back to us when we're tired and we figure out that it didn't work. And after being asked the third time, Peter was grieved and he felt bad, and the Lord said, "Feed my sheep." And I think He made the point to Peter that this question was something more than just a question that deserved a quick response and then move on to the next. And I challenge us today to not answer that question quickly and move on to the next. Do you love me more than you love these? Because it's so easy for us today to say, "Of course, Lord, we love you more than anything else." And then we promptly go fishing and go our own way. Pursue the things that seem right to us when the Lord has something else in mind for us. When He was done speaking in verse 19, He said, "Follow me." And this morning the Lord is bidding all of us to come and follow Him. It's the only way. It's the only way of truth. The question this morning is, which way will we go? Which way are you going? When it comes right down to it, who will we follow? What will we follow? Are we sure we know what we're following? Or are we just being led by something, an influence, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, that just pulls us, draws us with the current? Have we defined what it is that's leading us? who will we follow? That's the question. Not what we say we're going to follow. Not what we say we love the most. But what? Who are we following? Sometimes we have to make difficult decisions. We have to make some course changes to follow Jesus. And sometimes I think we as Christians are content to just have Jesus in sight on the shoreline while we're out paddling around in the water, kind of doing our own thing. But we're Christians. We don't want to be out of sight of the Lord. And we can be content with seeing Jesus. That's the Lord over there on the shoreline. And we're doing our own thing. So can you still see Jesus? Yeah, I still see Him. Okay, we're good. Do our own thing. Do you still see Jesus? Could we get to Him if we had to? Yeah, I think so. The water's not too deep right here. If we get in a real bind, I see Him over there and I see a path. I think we can do it. I think sometimes as Christians we can get in that place where we fail to be like what Peter did here and cast himself into the water. Cast ourselves into the water of faith and do everything we can to draw nigh where Jesus Christ is, to be warmed by His fire, to be able to eat of the meat that He provides. Do you know that that's what the Lord wants for us today? That's the invitation the Lord is giving to us. Come. Don't stay out there. Come. Eat. Come dine. I have somewhat to say to thee, perhaps He would say. Some words of life to help us make it to heaven successfully. I know that sometimes the cross appears more than what it seems like we're able to bear, that's involved with letting go and jumping out of our boat and making for Christ. Sometimes that cross just seems too big. Let's be willing to trust the Lord this morning. Let's be willing to trust His voice. Trust His invitation. And I'd like to close this morning by again asking the question that Jesus asked His disciples. Brothers and sisters, have ye any meat? May God help us this morning to examine our lives, to examine our souls, and to be honest with ourselves and ask, am I satisfied? Do I have on hand that which brings life? Have I found it? Or am I lacking? I think sometimes we believe that we are alone when our nets of life yield so little. We can feel like our opportunity has passed us by. We feel like that the wind and the waves are overtaking us and we're tired and we're discouraged. We recognize we failed. We made a bad choice. And now we can feel consumed. We can feel like there's no way back. Oh, today, I want to let you know, in the fear of the Lord and according to the Word of God, there's a way back. The Lord stands on the shoreline with a fire burning, and He's inviting us to come. Come and dine. Let's be willing this morning to come and dine before the fire burns out, before there's no more coals left. Because that day's coming for all of us. Let's be willing to come and partake of what Jesus Christ has for us, especially prepared for us. We can either keep fishing and stay the course and remain unsatisfied, or we can set it aside and be willing to draw near when the Lord says, come. The Lord has made provision for us that satisfies. Folks, this morning, let's come. Let's feast. Let's dine. We won't be disappointed. May the Lord bless these thoughts to your heart, is my prayer. Amen.